Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. What a week, huh? We got a storm, a hurricane down off the coast of Baja. And different kind of week. Beware of the ocean on a week like this. Rip tides, rip currents everywhere. Undertows like I haven't experienced in a long time. Humidity's gone way up. Humidity, you know, transmits lots of airborne microbes, bacterial and viral, because they like sometimes, often, to hijack a mucus droplet, and mucus loves water, because mucus is water, and you get these micro sprays. Not those big snot bombs that come out of people's mouths when they cough or sneeze that are visible sometimes. No, the micro ones. Humidity doesn't work for a lot of people for a lot of reasons. That's kind of why people end up in Southern California. They like the climate, and lots of people like dry. However, lots of people don't know they don't like dry, meaning hot and sunny is kind of what we crave in general, but some people, Vedic medicine, we call these the Vatas, V-A-T-A. Their skin will dry and crack in arid, dry, hot climates. And over the years, I've had clients like that and told them, you got to move or you're going to get sick. And more often than you would believe, they get sick. And in Eastern medicine, Chinese medicine, Vedic medicine, there's something referred to as astrocartography that lots of jokers think they're masters of. And you can even click this kind of thing in into software programs. But in the ideal of it, astrocartography tells you where and in what climate you should live. Now, we all reserve the right to say, well, I know where I should live. It's where I feel good. Sometimes, yes. A lot of times, no, because too many people are hijacked from their senses. So, modern man gets lost in space. The techno man is cut off from his senses and heavily vested in his analytic dimensions of himself. And this all makes no sense to him. But his body doesn't forgive that. Your genetics don't. We all lived by our senses at one time. It was a survival mechanism. So today you have to know how to program a computer and work a software program 5,000 years ago, which is nothing in the span of genetics. There was nothing like that, was there? But there was show up in a new chunk of territory, sniff it out, and decide whether to plant or hunt or move on because it was dangerous. And there was no Google search to tell you. It was what you sensed with your senses, and whether you were a land-faring Homo sapien or you were out there traversing the great waters, you had to use your senses or you were dead. And you see this split in the way we function today. Point being, it's hot and humid. Some of us are going to do very well and others aren't going to like it. But offhand, I'll tell you, most people don't like it. And one reason is the body's all water. And this kind of weather makes the intercellular space, the space between the cells. In Chinese medicine, we say more damp. So everything gets more mucusy. Your asthma kicks up. Your chronic bronchiectasis or emphysema. your joints start to hurt. In Eastern medicine, we have damp heat arthritis, as opposed to damp cold arthritis. So the elements play a huge role. Of course, this is not the show. This is just me saying hello. Little tidbit of information. The point of the show today is I want to stress, I don't think this is clearly understood, the difference between a stretch and an isolation. A stretch and an isolation. A stretch is you're all at the YMCA, and the YMCA teacher has got a class, and there's about 15 people in it, often senior citizens. And the teacher says, bend over and touch your toes. Now, everyone's familiar with that. I mean, who that's alive hasn't been told at one point or another, bend over and touch your toes? That's called a stretch. And you can learn a stretch off a video, no doubt. You can pay somebody $2 an hour to teach you how to do that. You can learn it on a YouTube segment. You can go buy a CD. You can do your Google search, and you can stretch this way and that way and that way and this way. You can even pay somebody top dollar to show you how to stretch for you. But no matter how you deploy your stretch regimen, no matter how you do it, you're only stretching. Now here's the cherry. The stretch will not bring the stretch learned that way into the tendon, such that you can then separate the joint, such that separation of the joint can then, through the fascial system, transfer the stretch into the sheath of dural tissue. Now, if you're not familiar with any of these terms, I record the shows. I'm going to do another segment. I've started to do that again. Those of you normally listening, the good number that there are, you'll notice I did another so many minutes last week. I'm going to do that right after this show. I'm going to get on and add to it. So when you listen to this again, there'll be a part two. So understand this, and I've said this before on air multiple times, but, you know, you got to repeat yourself. Any good propaganda has to be repeated and repeated and repeated. So you can stretch off Mary's video. You can stretch. I mean, remember going to Yoga Works before it bombed? It appears COVID took it down or whatever else. But back in the day, there was a place called Yoga Works, and they were all over the United States. And you could just go there and learn to stretch. So there was this disparity between people who would talk about stretching and yoga and Pilates and the power of it and the benefit to your health of it and the whole thing. There was this disparity between the claims made and claims are made. If you look up the benefits of stretching, if you look up the benefits of yoga, of Tai Chi, of Qigong, of Kung Fu, of Pilates, they're not just superficial benefits. These activities, these rituals, are supposed to extend themselves deep into your health matrix. But my point is there was this disparity then between the claim and what was delivered. That you can trust me on. This is what I do morning, noon, and night, 7 days a week, 365 days a year for 30 years. There was this gap between the claims and the outcomes. So you could just settle for the minor return of bending over and touching your toes, or you could begin to understand what really gets behind claims that if you learn to isolate, not stretch, but no one says this. Isolate, not stretch, but no one says this. Isolate, not stretch, but no one says this. If you could learn to isolate, not stretch, this is more advanced. The dancers get this. The dancers are in the audience right now and they're nodding their head and smiling because your teacher would beat you up if you had a good teacher back in your teenage years when you could move. Your teacher would beat you up if you didn't learn to isolate. She or he would say, you can't isolate. Go back to kindergarten. And when you learn to at least do that, come back and then we can do choreography. You can't do choreography if your body will not allow you to isolate. So dancers understand this. Your great kung fu guys understand this. Kung fu. I didn't say karate. Kung fu. I didn't say boxing in general. I said kung fu. All those neat moves, especially those hand motions that you see your kung fu masters, eagle claw. Just to do an eagle claw. Look up the name Paulie Zink, Z-I-N-K. He must be in his 70s or 80s. Monkey kung fu. Crane kung fu. The power of these martial arts came from the ability to put your hands or feet or whatever in these weird positions, hold your hand in a very strange way. Years ago, when I was in acupuncture school in Greenwich Village in New York, I went to this guy's Eagle Claw studio. And, you know, you hear these stories, and often enough they're true. The guy that owned the Eagle Claw thing was this little Chinese guy that looked like a pit bull, and his hands looked all mangled up. And the word was that in his day, it was nothing for this guy to beat half to death 20 people at once. I mean, the kind of guy that would clear out an entire bar, which isn't where these things occurred. But in New York, in the Chinese neighborhoods, there would be large fights between Chinese, warring Chinese tribes. So you learned kung fu. I mean, you know the Bruce Lee story. These things are not made up. And this guy, if you looked at his hand, you'd look at his hand, and when he would practice, you'd look at his hand and the configurations of the hand and wonder, how the hell did he do that? These are isolations. Pilates, if you ever learned Pilates correctly, or if you had the privilege to know Joseph Pilates and you'd watch him work the machines, his body would move in different ways. And this is why you train in these things. Pilates is an evolution. It's not I bought the machine, looked at the video, and did Pilates. This is this watered down backwards, just cockamamie thing that we do, especially in America. East has more tradition. Europe, at least used to, have more tradition. America, we're dynamic in that we break tradition, which is great. But we also, in breaking tradition, we don't take from tradition what we ought to. So we reinvent everything, come up with something new and better, except a lot of times it's missing the fundamentals. But in the ideal of Pilates, Kung Fu, Qigong, you're learning isolations. Now, as far as the relationship of this to the discussion of health, which is, of course, my intention, and this will amaze me till I die, is the fact that if you have a brain tumor, if you have a heart condition, if you're up for surgery for back pain, if you have a chronic fungus, if you have an autoimmune disease, if you have digestive disorder, you can't learn to isolate off a video. Now, why should you learn to isolate? Because the very organ system you're looking to amend, restructure, redesign, get circulation to and from. That very organ you can contact through the stretch, but not if you're stretching, if you're isolating. Now, if we take that to the anatomy, you're talking about the belly of the muscle lets go. The tendon at the joint starts to feel contact. If you really get into the tendon, you'll start to feel separation of the joint. Most people fail at this completely. Most yogics fail at this completely. And if you can extend that separation of the joint, this is, of course, an evolution because your brain has got to identify these steps along the way. That's not as natural a phenomenon, unfortunately, as you think. It's not a natural phenomenon. That's something, in a sense, is natural because you knew how to do it as a baby, but you're not a baby. You've been scarred and tattered, and now you wear an armor physically, mentally, chemically, structurally, and you can't sense when you get the stretch to the tendon. You have to learn it. And then when the joint separates, which is another learning, and then when the dural sheath, the skin, the meninges, as in meningitis, the skin around the brain and around the spinal cord, that skin starts to stretch. Not your skin, the meninges, the skin, the membrane around the brain and spinal cord. You can feel yourself contacting that. That's when the shifts in the nervous system. Shift from the sympathetic to the parasympathetic nervous system. Shift from your vagus nerve doesn't deploy the right electromagnetism. Shift to you have a competent vagus nerve. Shift to a sense of relaxation far beyond what you think relaxation is. When you contact the dural sleeve, those shifts begin to occur. Now, when that happens, because the fascia that goes into the dural tissue, that connects to it, goes and rips through the organ systems, you will structurally stretch, compress, twist, and drain those organs along the way. And of course, this is a far better delivery of the reality of what we call the meridian system than you've ever heard. Meaning, I just gave it to you. When we say this is a acupressure point for the liver, or we say this is an acupuncture point for the lung or the heart, when the Qigong masters, yoga masters say, just get into the pose if you can and feel your freedom in it. Through the fascia to the organ, to the dural tissue and back is this communication. Now that's what an isolation is. The people that learn this inadvertently. The people that learn this inadvertently are the dancers. Unless a dancer has been inordinately traumatized as a child, you get a good dancer in a yoga room or on a manipulation table, massage table, at 30, 40, 50 years old, and there's no end to the skill that they bring to this. And this is where I'm going for me. If you study the roots of Chinese medicine, the use of nutrition to ameliorate herbs, to ameliorate, reduce your health concerns, your symptoms, your complaints, this was only a small part of it. To make it everything, to blow up the meaning of the nutritional supplement, the Chinese herb, the Vedic herb, was considered a mindset for the peasants. Because the peasants are slaves, and slaves have no time to take care of their health, so at least you give them an herbal remedy. Now, unfortunately, America, for different reasons, has transferred this myopia. So in China and India, you don't really have a veritable practice. But the tradition of China and India, you're out in clean air. Clean air, we think, is hard to find in mainland China. It's not, but in the cities, you're going to die very young. But China has lots of territory that's like Shangri-La, and so does India. And in the tradition, you were there, and what you were doing is practicing in herbs peppered, your approach. That's the way I use them for my clients. They pepper the approach. But the bulk of it is in learning to isolate. I studied enough physics and enough physical chemistry. I didn't say organic chemistry. I didn't say molecular bio. I didn't say genetics. I've studied a ton of that. But I'm talking about physical chemistry, the interface between the structural chemical model and the more ethereal physical one, the biophysical template for the human organism. Studied enough of it to tell you that when the Chinese and the Vedics talk about isolations and prana or chi or the electromagnetic force or anything you want to talk about, that's what they mean. They mean you better learn to isolate. Now, I've dissected at least 100 bodies, taken them apart inch by inch. This is what chiropractic school offered me, the keys to the anatomy room. And the wonder of it was I could take the brain apart, every single joint apart, look at it, and then piece it together with the rest of this. And that's what I offer you. And I have to keep repeating myself because I realize this is so alien to people. So in a humble way, I want to say, if you're nodding your head like you understand, let me tell you, you don't. And I know how that sounds to some people. I couldn't care less. I really couldn't. We have to pull the plug on this myopia in natural medicine. It's myopic. We love the Cliff Note tradition. Cliff Note, shortcut. Do it fast. Send it in a video. And we're getting suckered into that more and more and more and more. And then when Mike Tyson knocks on your door or Godzilla or a serious issue, we're lost. We get frightened and we die. So this show, and I'm so glad it's got a Christian platform to it, is an appeal to people to get going. So you start. Yes, this is self-aggrandizing. I know this inside out. You need it. I don't run a school, a Zoom school. I'm not starting a school soon, having done seminars now for 12 years, on top of private supervision, when appropriate, because I'm not getting behind my words. And my words are simply that there is a whole delightful Garden of Eden of things that you can do if you want to learn them right. And you are being sucker punched every day with these shortcut things, most recently fueled by this delusion that you're going to get it off YouTube. We think we're smarter because we can do data searches. And what is emerging, flagrantly what is emerging, is that you can accumulate the data, but you are losing your ability to know truth. You can accumulate the data, but you have less and less ability to know truth. That means you're going to get sucker punched. And that's why we have a world, and I'll just stick to America, of increasingly distrustful people, because you don't know what you're getting, because there's no sensibility within yourself to know the truth. If you have a health concern and you want to make a move, 714-850-1007, 714-850-1007. Catch me while I'm here. 714-850-1007. This show's going online. I'm going to continue this with some of the more specific dynamics and details about what an isolation really means. God bless you guys. Have a great week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.